From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Welcome back, Leanne. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling much better. Thanks a lot. And it's good to be back. Did I miss anything?
Let's see. I have a special puzzle in today's New York Times in the inauguration special. It's called Presidential 20 Questions.
All right. Well, we had our regular radio challenge. You had a good time playing with David Green last week, and you left an interesting challenge. What was it?
I said, take a very common three-letter word, say the letters phonetically, and together they'll sound like a six-letter word meaning knockout. What is it?
What is it?
Well, the three-letter word is butt, and spell it out, B-U-T is a knockout.
Love it, love it. Well, I think our listeners knocked that one out of the park, to use another definition of the word. Almost 2,500 people had the correct answer. And from those entries, we randomly selected Mr. Lacey Hayes of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, to play our puzzle on the air with us today. Hi, Lacey.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, sir. You know, you're the first man I've ever met that has the name Lacey.
Yes, and I am too, except my father has the same name. I'm actually Lacey Jr.
Ah, so it's a family name.
Yes.
All right. How long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
It came to me very quickly. I think when Will said knockout, I didn't think of boxing. I thought of a knockout like a good-looking girl.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, beauty and butt just came out right away.
Well done. Have you been playing our puzzle for a long time?
Yeah, I'd say for about 20 years or maybe even a little more.
Wow. Yeah, that's since the beginning of the program.
Good. Yeah, it's I can remember when they had postcards.
Right, when we had the old snail mail. So I understand you're an attorney in Harrisburg, but you may be switching careers if things go well?
Well, if things go well, yeah. I just announced that I am running for judge here in Dauphin County.
Well, good luck to you on the campaign. And now I'm going to wish you good luck as we play the puzzle. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, Will, meet Lacey. Already an interesting character. Let's play.
All right, Lacey and Leanne, this is a good two-person puzzle. Every answer today is a word starting with O, as in Obama. I'm going to give you two words that can precede and follow it to complete familiar two-word phrases. You give me the inside words. For example, if I said elected and statement, you would say official, as in elected official and official statement. Number one is Agent Bowl, B-O-W-L.
Orange.
Orange is good. Toaster, mitt, M-I-T-T.
The first word, oh, toaster, oven.
Yes, toaster, oven, oven, mitt, good. Vegetable, filter. Vegetable
oil.
Vegetable oil and oil filter. Good. Indian liner. L-I-N-E-R. And for Indian blank, think geography.
Or perhaps a body of water.
Yes.
Ocean.
Ocean,
Indian,
yeah.
Ocean, an ocean liner, is it? Black and branch.
Olive.
Black olive, olive branch. Good. Stock, S-T-O-C-K, and play, P-L-A-Y. Is that an aha of recognition, Leanne?
I'm not sure, because it does. With play?
With play, with P as in Peter. And for blank play, think of football.
And it's got to go with stock.
Yeah.
Option.
Option.
Stock option and option play. Good.
Oh, I thought option, but I thought option play. What's that? Can tell I don't know enough about football.
You're more a baseball person.
I am, really.
Try this. Electrical mall. M-A-L-L.
Outlet.
Outlet. That was fast. Grand. G-R-A-N-D. And bell. B-E-L-L.
Opening.
Grand opening.
Nice.
Good. Pipe, P-I-P-E, and transplant.
Organ.
Pipe organ, organ transplant. Equal, Knox, K-N-O-C-K-S. Equal, blank, blank, Knox.
Opportunity.
Oh, good. And here's your last one, chamber and pit, P-I-T.
Orchestra.
Oh, good
oh,
job.
Oh, man, quick on the ball with that one. Lacey, nice work.
Thank you.
This wasn't easy. I swear this wasn't easy. I'm glad I had you on my team for this one. I think we made a good team together.
I'm glad you were there to help me. Thank you very much.
No problem. We have a little treat for you, Lacey. Coming up, we are going to give everybody a sneak peek into the inaugural parade. We actually went to a practice session of Howard University's Showtime Marching Band, and they're going to be playing in the inaugural parade. And they were playing a song that seems fitting. Since you were so outstanding, here's the band with their rendition of the Gap Band song, Outstanding, and band director John Newsom has your puzzle prizes.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from the Parker Brothers. The Puzzle Masters presents from Random House, Volume 2. Will Short's latest book series, Will Short's Present Ken Ken, Volume 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press. And one of Will Short's Puzzle Master Deck of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books.
What do you think, John Newsom? 22 years director of the marching band at Howard. You know, the lyrics to that part we chose are Girl, You Knock Me Out, which is sort of coincidence, you know. I don't want David Green to have all the coincidences. What do you think, Lacey?
Oh, it's very appropriate.
Yeah, kind of gets you in the mood for Tuesday's parade. Well, before we say goodbye to you, sir, what member station do you listen to?
WITF, and I've been a member there for probably 20 years, maybe more.
Oh, my. We should make that lapel pin gold for you. I tell you, that's great. Well, thank you. Lacey Hayes of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, you were wonderful. It was great to meet you, and good luck in your campaign.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Will, we need a challenge to work on all this week. What do you have?
Yes, it comes from listener Dave Shukan from San Marino, California. Name an implement that might be in a kitchen drawer. It's a compound word. Add the letter S, as in Sam, after each part of the compound, and you'll get two synonyms. What implement is it? So again, an implement that might be in a kitchen drawer. It's a compound word. Add the letter S after each half of the compound, and you get two words that are synonyms. What implement is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Editions, Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.